Mary Wollstonecraft. This writer has made her mark on the history of English society. She was born on September 10, 1797, in London. Nowadays, she is known to be the mother of the English writer Mary Shelley, who was the creator of Frankenstein. She was primarily a teacher and also an English writer, philosopher, and especially a feminist. In 1792, she published Vindication of the Rights of Woman. She participated on the debate awakened by the French Revolution. To her, marriage is the same thing as prostitution. She denounced the exploitation of women who are forced to work and paid by sexual services. The most affected women were the poorest. In this book, she explained that she wanted equality between men and women, and women should be on the same equal footing between every social class. And now, I'm going to read one of extracts of the chapter 1, The Rights and Involved Duties of Mankind Considered. In the present state of society, it appears necessary to go back to first principle in search of the most simple truth, and to dispute with some prevailing prejudice every inch of the ground. To clear my way, I must be allowed to ask some plain question. At the answers will be probably appears as unequivocal as the actions on which reasoning is built. Thought, when entwined with various motives of action, they are formally contradicted ever by the words of conduct of men. In what does man's preeminence over the brute creation consist? The answer is as clear as that a half is less than the world in the reason.